This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's get Manny, 916-909-1320. What you think, Manny?
What's up, D'Lo and Kenneth Caraway?
Oh, that's how you feel? That's what we doing?
That's how you treating me, but that's all right.
Came out talking nonsense after a Kings loss. That's really what I was turned up about.
I think with De'Aaron, it always seems like a no-win situation with fans sometimes. I'm not on a large scale, but like what you're talking about, the shot is, that's what you want your star to do. This is what he gets paid to do, to take those shots, whether he's, you know, 10 for 10 or whether he's 0 for 10. It's taking that shot to win, and it was the best shot available to me in that instance. Mm-hmm. If he makes it, nobody says anything. He's the greatest king ever. He misses. You should have passed the ball. But if he passes the ball, well, you want that super max contract. Why didn't you take? You know, it's like you're never would have, could have, should have. But in the grand scheme of things, that is what you're.
We switching to Bluetooth mid-call now, podcast. No, stop talking. No, what is happening right now? Manuel!
You can't hear us.
No.
Like a talking point.
No, just let him cook. Yeah, no, this is great.
But let me ask you guys something real.
Oh, now he wants to ask questions.
I know it's early in the season. There's a couple guys that haven't really played many minutes.
The show is so stupid.
It hasn't really been in the mix yet, which you guys would like to see.
All right, we can't really understand, man.
No. Just let him keep him potted up, because at some point he's going to stop talking and realize he's connected to his Bluetooth.
I tried, but yeah, the connection was good.
Manny, you are making. Manny out here making a disgrace out of the radio business.
Oh, man. Come on, Manny.
Did he throw us on mute? How did he not hear us?
Well, Dr. David is the new host. No, Katrina's the new host of the Chatty House After Party. Tasha in the building.
That was hilarious.
That was ridiculous.
Bro, he kept going.
Manny, well, let me ask you guys now.
He had no idea his phone connected to a Bluetooth or whatever was happening.
Oh, man.
As Jacob says, first the burrito, now this.
Oh, man. Look, man. Let me be also perfect.
I don't know what he was saying, by the way. I
don't
can't
either.
Respond to any. All right.
I don't know. Manny, Texas or something. I don't know. But I want to be perfectly clear when I say I was just asking D'Lo a question. I don't think there's any problem with De'Aaron shooting the ball or anything else like that. It was a hypothetical I wonder how people react to stuff like this. But Damon feels the same way. I think Jesse does too. It's fine. I want him to take that shot. I don't care if he's 0 for 22. Take the 23rd shot, please. At least have the confidence to do so.
Every time.
Is 0 for 22 a little too much?
A little bit. That's a lot.
Hey, swing that. One more.
I mean, if we're being honest, like completely honest, 0 for 10 is a lot. Like,
It is.
You didn't even hit the rim on the last one. Mm. That's tough.
I was tough.
But it's De'Aaron.
I thought he was going to cash out.
Because De'Aaron goes 1 of 11, and that game goes to a second overtime. Whatever.
Come on now. Hey, and then on top of that, I think he's going to bounce back. Like I said, in that Beam money that I talked about earlier, I posted on Twitter and on Instagram, De'Aaron, more than 2.5 threes tonight. Go ahead and book that. Come on.
Boy, can't lie. That's tough. We going from 0 for the 3?
The 3. Let's go. That boy going to cook.
Okay. We don't know if Kevin's back, right? He's still listed as questionable.
Yeah. Biederman, our guy Chris Biederman in the Sacramento Bee, he was at shoot-around and said that Herter came out for a shoot-around and left early. So that was about 2 hours ago. I don't know if there's been an update.
That can't be good. He left early.
Yeah. Yeah. So I yeah.
Unless he.
Once again, I was like 2-3 hours ago. That was during the insider. So I don't know.
If he's going to be ruled out, he probably won't be ruled out till. We got a 4:30 start or 4? Oh, it's. 4:30. Yeah. Because it's Miami.
Yeah.
So we'll get that at 3:30. Ish.
We talked about in the beginning of the show, like with Saturday's game, but do we need to see someone start at the 2 if Kevin's not there? Does it matter if it's Doug or who?
I would prefer it not be Doug McDermott.
I don't understand why it's not Keon.
I don't either. But this is like it's KZ Akpala all over again.
Well, James talked about this, and he's going to be joining us in about an hour. James Hamm of the Insiders. He talked about it on the Insiders that maybe the thinking. From Mike Brown is that bench is struggling right now, and Keon has played really well in the role that he's been at. He doesn't want to take him out of that potential role. Like, if he's playing well where he's at, he doesn't want to maneuver
Mike,
that at all.
Okay.
I know. I'm just
– All right.
And that's just what James thinks might be going on, not exactly what Mike has said.
Well, what's Keon's role, though? Because we just called him situational last week.
It's back.
Yeah, I think he realized that was wrong.
Okay, yeah, because you said he's a situational player.
Now
he
can realize Doug McDermott is wrong.
Is he wrong, though? Is he wrong? I don't know if he's...
Doug McDermott is 39 years old. He's not. Starting a basketball game? For the Kings?
Yeah, but...
A team that you want to...
I didn't even think
make
that was
run
play
into the playoffs.
But this goes to what I mentioned earlier, though. Is like, is it really affecting the game? Like, do we think that the game would have went different if Keon started instead of Doug McDermott? I don't.
I don't know. I don't
but
know.
I don't.
What was the? I don't even remember what Dougie's rotation was in that game. I got so many God blessing tabs open. Let me take a first quarter. McDermott played 7 minutes in the first quarter. Scored 4 points.
Well, you think Keon would have scored
four points? Doug McDermott finished with 14 minutes. He scored 4 points, Kenny.
Did he take any more shots?
Nope.
How many threes did he take?
One. Two. He took two. He was one of two.
Yeah.
He was one of two from three and one of two from the free throw line.
Wow. So the other... part of that.
What was the score? 29. Bro, they was down 37 to 29. They scored 37 points in the first quarter.
Well, I'd wish you'd tell the whole story because they. What,
you're about to get fired, pal, so I don't want to hear anything from you.
Talking about the Kings for, Doc.
Yeah, you and Darvin are about to be off in Cabo together.
Well, I'm working on my next job. I got to talk about the league.
Yeah, he's going to be on ESPN in no time.
Poor Darvin, too. Scottie Pippen Jr. taking shots at him.
What happened there?
So Scottie Pippen Jr. was like, oh, yeah, the guy over there on that bench didn't believe in me, yada, 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 or whatever.
Yeah, I think he made like a big defensive play.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I wanted to show that guy over there I could play defense because he said I couldn't or something like that.
Get your stuff off Scottie Pippen Jr. Because that
do it while you can.
He's actually played well for the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. I've watched him the last 2 or 3 games, and he's filled in because Desmond Bane is out. He's played solid, a little scrappy guy out there. He's playing some good basketball. But, you know, I don't know what the score was when Doug McDermott came out. He only played 7 minutes in the first half. Maybe when he came out, it was a close game. Because I do remember it was close.
Hey, Siri, what was the score when Doug McDermott came out of the game? Jesus. Wait, Siri don't even talk to me no more. Like, she don't even respond to me. Siri's tuned me out.
They, you know, I do remember the first quarter was, it was close. It was close until pulled away at the end of the first quarter. I was, but that's when I thought, I was like, man, they just didn't, they ain't got it today.
I bet I could find out.
Oh,
I could,
you can, I'm checking right now. It's on the ESPN play-by-play stuff.
Yeah. When he got subbed out.
We're all going to fall silent.
Yeah, somebody talk. Yeah, no, somebody talk.
We're all going to fall silent trying to figure out when the hell Doug McDermott.
I'm pulling it up right now. Hold on.
The problem is 7 minutes. How
there
much?
It is. There it is. Yep. It was 17-16 Raptors. Malik comes in for Doug.
Well, Malik screwed it all up then. Bench Malik. Hashtag bench Malik. All right.
Oh, man. It all went to hell. You know who was doing their
who
best?
Who got hot in that stretch?
Chris Boucher.
I was going to say, was it Boucher?
Yeah, him and Abaji probably started cooking, too. I know Boucher was for sure, but Abaji might have made some, too. You know who was playing the role of Scottie Pippen Jr. on Saturday? was Davion Mitchell.
Oh, Davion was good.
Davion was good, and Davion he was pissed good. Off. He was pissed off, man. Yeah. He was super. He had a couple plays in there where it was like,
I hope he doesn't tell Sacramento to do something to his.
I hope not either. I mean, that's.
You imagine it's Raptors, Pistons. Yeah, you can tell Sacramento.
Davion get a standing O on Wednesday, or just a nice applause.
He'll get a good
a half
pop.
Standing,
yeah. Well, he's gonna start.
It's a good point.
So he'll get a pop during the lineup announcement.
Is he gonna get a pop that's that lasts long enough where he
no,
that's extra.
No. I don't think. I don't think Moak's going to give him that.
He's not going to give him the extra 5 seconds.
Nah.
Well, he got to read the room. If he says Davion Mitchell and they like,
I don't think Scott Moak reads the room. I think he's got a plan going in.
Oh, so it's just
okay. No. I think he knows. Like I think he'll give it a breath. Mm. But I don't think it's. Well, I'm gonna lay out here. Let this roar take over. The mic is yours, Golden One. Well, dude, I don't think that's the thing.
We're giving standing O for 12 minutes a game. Like,
okay. Well, you don't have to.
I'm just saying. No. You know what? I'll be the bad guy. We give videos and standing O's for every damn player now when they come back.
Harry Giles got one of the biggest.
I'm not just talking Sacramento. It's a worldwide NBA thing, and players
what
are expecting it too.
What is it with you Boston guys that hate acknowledgement of other players?
Well, then y'all give a ridiculous.
Well, they used to mean something. That's the mean something for like the top guys or whatever. Where like yes, like, well, now we do it for every player.
I understand, but wasn't it you guys who gave a ridiculous video
for who?
I can't remember.
Like Grant Williams with Matt, because he didn't get a video. It's like, what are you talking about? Not everyone needs a video, bro. I'm sorry.
No, he's right.
Wow.
He's right. I'm not.
No, I'm right. Yeah, I'm right.
I'm not saying give Davion a video.
No,
I'm
Jesse Paul Pierce Tapia over here.
I'm saying, Scott Moak, if you're listening, first of all, congratulations once again. That was a nice little video on IG from his wedding. That was very nice. But if you're listening, give it a beat.
I think he's going to get a beat.
Give it a beat and see what the crowd says.
Oh, I don't think he does that. I'm telling you, Scott's got a plan right now for the Davion Mitchell introduction. I guarantee it.
Scott.
I don't think I have Scott's number. If I did, I'd text him.
Hit us in the DM something. What's it looking like, Scott? What's it looking like? Give Davion a little something.
Scott.
Like Zebra PT said.
I don't have Scott's.
I think this is interesting. It's going to be a resounding applause, but no O.
Well, all right. Zebra PT, you could be paused too. Yeah, and Robinson is right. Jesse is the Paul Pierce of ESPN 1320.
I'm trying to silence me, but I'm right.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right.
What a silence.
Man just had a dance party and he got fired.
Hey, congratulations, Raider fans. We all, oh, Jesse. Come on, man. Raider fans, congratulations. We have managed to go 2 hours and 12 minutes without bringing up that sorry-ass football team.
Damn.
Hey.
Damn.
That ends now. We have not talked the NFL at all with the 49ers being off. I think a lot happened yesterday.
There's a fraud alert going on, too.
Oh, you've been waiting all day for that.
I'm just saying. I don't know nothing about that.
You have been waiting.
Nobody even know who I'm talking about. Nobody even know who I'm talking about. I'm just saying it was a fraud alert.
Okay.
I don't know who's on fraud alert.
You're not talking about the Packers?
Oh, don't do that.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about that.
He's talking about the Packers. Spoiler alert. Not to kill the tease. He's talking about the goddamn Packers, and we all know it.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
We'll come back. The Raiders are terrible. And they're firing people.
No.
Yep. I know. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk.
It's D'Lo and Casey here on ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and Casey on this beautiful Monday afternoon in Sacramento, California. All right, Raider fans.
Yeah.
We got to talk.
Yeah, you might want to just. They stink, dude.
Or hit us up. John Poles, everybody, on the Elgrove Kid Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Hit us up.
It's nothing they didn't know already, though.
Raider fans are the most, one of the most aware fan bases out there.
They literally honestly tried to tell us before the season,
They did. Yeah, we were the dumb ones.
Yeah, we were
the dumb ones.
Gardner Minshew could get 9 wins, huh?
He can't Raiders get 9 starts.
The Raiders won 7 games last year. What's 2 more?
Gardner Minshew can't get 9 starts, let alone 9 wins.
He can't get 9. He can't even finish games.
Yeah, he.
They're like, hey, let's put in the guy who played 4 minutes ago, in a rec league game, into this one.
Well, Desmond Ridder, too. Did you see his little post? Not post game, but when they signed him, like he was on the verge of tears, damn near almost, because like I'm getting another shot or whatever. Like,
yeah, buddy. Yeah, this is your shot.
Felt bad about that one, but it is.
The opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
So.
It's bad, bro.
All right, so let me look. I'm just gonna get to the what did TC say? The meat and bread. We're just gonna go right there.
Okay.
How do you bring AP back next year?
You don't.
Yeah.
You can't.
So
I'm not even saying you have to fire him in the season, but the decision should be made at this point. Like we're moving on.
I got to know what went wrong in the offseason. That's where this all starts. It all starts in the offseason. Where and who made the wrong decisions there? Who messed up with Cliff Kingsbury? Who messed up with the draft as far as not getting a quarterback? Like they put Antonio Pierce in an impossible situation too, I'll say. Well, I don't think he had an opportunity to really succeed.
Well, their issue was it seems like they put all their eggs in this Penix basket. And once that took a left turn. They didn't know what to do.
That's
crazy.
That's whoever that falls on then. And
is that Telesco?
Maybe. And at that point, if you're getting rid of the GM, you probably get rid of the coach. So AP is just an impossible situation, I feel. Like, he probably has a hand in all this, too, where it's like he didn't do himself any favors. But the job was honestly, it's all hindsight now. But if you look at it, like, there was no succeeding here. Like, you hired the Bears offensive coordinator from last season, and they were trash.
Oh, they were so awful.
They were horrible.
So awful.
I'm trying to find.
That was a massive mistake. Hiring, I mean, how does Getsy ever get another job? He was awful in Chicago. He managed to be even worse in Las Vegas. He was a disaster of a hire the second they announced it.
Like,
he went from the booth to the field to fired. Like,
I get you're in a tough spot because Cliff said no, or because whoever didn't give him the extra year or whatever it might have been, but literally anyone else probably would have been better. Literally anyone else.
So let me ask you guys a question. Let me attempt to, just a little bit, stall the Raiders out.
Oh, okay. They're Drake now. Go ahead.
This guy.
These are the quarterbacks after Michael Penix was taken in this draft. Spencer Rattler, Michael Pratt, Jordan Travis, and Joe Milton III. Are we saying the Raiders should have took one of those four
quarterbacks? Let's try this exercise real quick. Penix was taken. You might not have this.
He went seventh, I think, to Atlanta. Seventh or sixth was one of those. Seventh or eighth, I think. One of those.
Where was Las Vegas?
10 or 11, I believe.
I think 10. And once again, the quarterbacks taken for the rest of the draft, not even the first round, the rest of the draft. Spencer Rattler, Michael Pratt, Jordan Travis, Joe Milton III. The Raiders should have taken one of those guys.
Not saying that, but if you don't get your guy, you can't just throw your hands up and be like, all right, Gardner Minshew, whatever. Like, you can't. That can't happen. You can't just have your
Gardner Minshew can't be the answer.
Yeah, you can't just throw your hands up. Oh, we tried. Like, we couldn't get our guy. Like,
What's the answer? Because now you're talking about what should they. And I'm literally trying to find out, not trying to talk about, but they should have traded for Justin Fields.
Yes, that would have been better.
Well, no, not with Luke Getsy.
What happened first?
You might have to give up some type of draft capital for a team that needs every draft pick they possibly can have.
This season with Fields would have been better than whatever this is. You would have learned something at least. This is a complete wasted year. Throw it in the we all wasted our time here with the Raiders.
I don't know, because Fields has looked rough, and you couple in the fact of and hindsight may be 20/20 here in this situation. I think everybody here already was like, he's not it. But you combine the fact, say Justin Fields versus AOC. Can we see what AOC has? Can we see if he can win the job? Can we, like, that's what you were kind of looking at if you're the Raiders. Like, before we give up draft capital or anything, and it wouldn't have been a lot, I understand, to go get Justin Fields, it would have been like a sixth, maybe. I don't even know what it was. But before we do that, let's just see what we have in AOC. And they realized they had nothing. So I don't know what the move was if you couldn't move up to get Penix or any of those other quarterbacks. Maybe you say you should have been more aggressive. You should have been more aware that Atlanta was being aggressive and you had to go get him then. But once he was gone, I don't know if I can blame him. Maybe they should have signed Sam Darnold.
Could have did that. I would have shot the Bears a conditional six. That's what the Steelers shot. Gave the Bears conditional six for Fields. I would have did that. But that, with Fields, you at least have something you can look forward to where it's like, okay, well, if he's not, like, at least, like, with Minshew, it's literally just, it's useless. There's nothing. There's nothing to build off of. He's not your guy going forward. It's just all just a waste.
But the hindsight is 20/20 with Sam Darnold. Like, some people, I don't know if all of us would have, but some people might have looked at a Sam Darnold signing as the same as we looked at Gardner Minshew going into the season. Now we look at Sam, it's like, nah, he's probably better than we gave him credit for.
Sam might not have been very good on the Raiders. That's the problem.
There's that, too.
Because here's the another issue. I mean, the quarterback issue is obviously massive. It's going to be massive on any team that doesn't have that part of the equation solved. Mm-hmm. This team is terrible. I don't think the defensive side of this is terrible. We'll get to the defensive side in a second. This offense is terrible. They can't run the – hey, you all die if you can't run the ball. It's everyone's dead. Like, what's the saying? They couldn't do it to save their lives? They can't. They are awful in every facet of an offensive game. They are terrible. Play calling, quarterback, running, playmakers, they've got nothing. Mm-hmm. And so Sam Darnold with Devontae Adams, would it have worked? Maybe. Might have been a little bit better than what they've had. But overall, this team is not very good. They don't have a running back to take the pressure off of whoever the quarterback is. Mm-hmm. They have so many flaws, so many just gaping holes.
Whoa.
That they've got to fill.
Play on. This is serious.
Come on, man. I'm trying to have a discussion. And it's a mess. And it's not an easy fix. They're not a, the truth be told, they're not a quarterback away.
No, they're not.
Because they need to fix the run game.
You need an entire offense. You need a number one wide receiver.
And
you need a number one
entire offense.
You need a number one quarterback. You probably need some linemen.
And you have a defense. You have a defense that very well might just be quitting.
That's what it looks like.
Because they're not 41 points bad. But they're also like, we're really out here doing this ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're really out here all by ourselves.
Yeah, that it's just all bad all the way around in Las Vegas right now. And we're halfway through the season.
Yeah.
They've got another, what, 8-9 games?
Dude, that's the killer. There's 8 more games of this. They're going into their bye week. AP talking about, we got to do some soul searching. Nah, coach, you need to come up with a goddamn plan. Yeah. You guys are going out there it looks like they don't know what they're doing. That first drive was so meticulous. Damn. They just moved down the field. And it was like, we did it. We're done. Never did it again.
You know what the Raiders look like on a week-to-week basis now? They look like a team that has, you know, the old, it's not an adage, it actually happens, but like they do their work and have their first 15 plays scripted and they work on their first, and they're perfect. Mm-hmm. And once we get into the real game, they're just lost.
Yeah.
Makes sense for how their front office runs too. It's the same way. Firing your offensive coordinator, your quarterback's coach, and your offensive line coach too is.
But that's crazy. Like, they fired everybody.
That's not just one guy. That's deep-rooted issues.
They fired everybody. My thing is, though, what are you going to do? Like, what, Mark Davis, meaning, what are you going to do? You're going to fire Antonio Pierce. Okay. You're probably not firing Tom Telesco. Okay.
We ask this real quick. We ask this all the time. AP was Telesco's hire or Telesco was hired
first? AP was first.
That's your answer.
So you're keeping Telesco.
You keep Telesco.
And you're firing AP.
And you let Telesco find his coach.
Perfect. Who looks at that job and doesn't do the same thing Cliff Kingsbury does? Oh, all right. Okay, I guess I could do this. You know what? Never mind. I'm not doing it. It's cool. You know what? This guy over here is going to get fired. I'll take that one when it happens. Like, this job now is becoming extremely unappealing.
Yeah.
Because since being in Las Vegas, Mark Davis has had Gruden, right? Gruden was in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I keep wanting to say Bisciotti. What's that guy's
Rich
name?
Rich Bisaccia.
Bisaccia.
Then
McDaniels. And AP.
Yeah.
Just since being in Vegas. That's a Mark Davis issue. Now, you could argue, you know, he never saw the John Gruden thing coming.
Right.
That's fine. You made a huge mistake by hiring Josh McDaniels. You might have made a huge mistake hiring Antonio Pierce.
It's a little funny because...
And I feel bad for AP because I don't know what he does after this.
Mark Davis, I think, needs to fire everyone in the front office.
He's going back to college.
He's not doing that. So you mean Telesco too?
Yes, everyone. He needs to clean house, hire one president of football operations, and then never make a decision again after that.
No.
But the tough part is he has to make the decision of who to hire to make the rest of them.
Yeah.
But Mark Davis shouldn't make a decision about who's hiring who or whatever other than like the guy who gets to do that for everyone else.
You know what I did think about, though, and this is once again going to sound like I'm stalling out, Mark Davis.
No.
But
Mark Davis, Raiders, Drake, here we go.
But this is when, like, people who, just the general public sometimes, say things and they don't have to actually make the decisions or be held accountable for it. I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people were in favor of giving AP the shot and saying he should be the coach. A lot of people were like, yeah, don't make the same mistake twice. You did it before. Don't just hire the guy. He's there. You see how they play for him or whatever. And it looks to be they're dead wrong. Mark, listen to the people to a certain degree. Maybe you should never listen to the people. And maybe he really thought that on his own. But the people were calling for AP to be the coach. And he's looks like the complete wrong choice.
Yeah, don't listen to the people. We don't know a damn thing, honestly.
Sometimes we do.
Or who interviewed for that job or wanted to interview for that job that thought, it's a good roster.
If you believe the reports, Harbaugh was there.
That's the one where you shouldn't have let him walk out the door.
If Harbaugh was there, yeah, that's Mark's problem. That's an L. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer to this team getting better is. I don't think they are. You could talk about having a plan. You could do all this gut check and this soul searching. This team is severely void of talent.
They need to start from scratch.
And you got it now. I think you're kind of in a position where if you're Mark Davis or Telesco, whoever's making the decisions, to be honest with you, don't get fooled by what you may see at the end of the year.
Yeah, right.
Like, right. Don't look at this as like if they win three of their next five. Oh, well, turn it around. Look, no, I don't believe in that. Not in this situation. I don't believe in whatever happens after what I've already seen. What I've seen is how I feel about this team and the people in charge.
Someone throws in the chat, go get Mike Vrabel. Go get
pay him so much money to take over that job.
While do probably whatever you still playing do. Josh McDaniels and potentially still playing Antonio Pierce. And God knows if John Gruden is still getting a paycheck. Who knows?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, you're going to have to.
Somewhere Art Shell is getting residuals from all of this.
What's old boy's name? Bill Callahan. Is it Callahan? Who was the one?
Bill Cowher?
The one that said.
Yeah, you're right.
Bill Callahan said we're the dumbest team in America or something.
Oh,
like he might be getting a check.
Who was the one who said this team committed like 40 million penalties? Was it Del Rio? Someone was like.
Oh, Del Rio. I forgot about Del Rio.
Yeah, they just got to learn how to officiate us different. They never learned. Stop holding. Man.
Yeah, I think Telesco is going to have to, like, he's going to have to, like, really do his homework, and it's going to be a guy that is a little bit of a diamond in the rough. I think that's the, because your point is 100% accurate. You know, this is an undesirable job, and you're going to have to take, you know, maybe some type of college guy that, you know, looks at this as his own opportunity, or a coordinator that looks at this as one of his few opportunities to get a job. And hit on the right guy.
Doesn't Tom get fired too, though? Like, he had a hand on all this too.
His argument to save his job is, like, we threw away last year because we didn't really have a quarterback to go get. Let me go get the quarterback and the head coach. That would be his argument. And I understand it. Like, let me go get the quarterback and the head coach. And judge me on that.
I'm sure you can convince Mark Davis.
All right. I have nothing else on this bad football team. They need to get better. They got a bye week coming up, and they're not going to. Lamar Jackson, though, keeps getting better. Avert your ears, Rich from anywhere, because you're not going to like this. Lamar Jackson is the first player in NFL history with a perfect passer rating in four games. Brady, Roethlisberger, Peyton, and Kurt Warner have all done it three times.
Wow.
Exactly one guy, the guy who can't pass, has done it four. And that's Lamar Jackson, who added 280 yards, three touchdowns, and zero turnovers to what is absolutely racking up as a third MVP season to go along with Derrick Henry's monster game.
Man, I don't know what's going to happen, where they're going to end up and all this other stuff. But, man, that's a special, special player.
20 touchdowns.
Special player. I hope we appreciate what we're watching.
We don't. We do. Some don't. And Rich is king of the player hater fan club. Rich could be anywhere. Excuse me. I know he's repping his boy Patrick Mahomes, but few people besides Bill Polian hate Lamar Jackson more than Rich does. And this dude has 20 touchdown passes. 20 touchdown passes, not 20 touchdowns. 20 touchdown passes on the year to go with.
Wow.
Two interceptions.
Wow. Yeah, he's first in passer rating, tied second in touchdowns, tied first in touchdown interception ratio, second in pass yards, first in pass yards per attempt, first in rush yards.
Jesus Christ, man.
Not this bad dude, for a guy who can't throw the football.
Not bad. Like, he is going to be the most disrespected three-time MVP in history.
You're right.
He's already the most disrespected two-time MVP in history. He might be the most Sean Alexander won an MVP and gets less hate than Lamar Jackson does. Is that right? Did Sean Alexander actually win that MVP? Is that
he
true?
Won MVP.
I thought so.
He's the last running back to ever win it. They were like, we're never doing
no,
this.
No, Adrian Peterson.
Oh, Adrian
did
Peterson.
It.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to the GOAT.
Yeah. Should have been Peyton, but it's fine.
Whoa.
It's fine.
No, whoa.
It's fine.
AP took Christian Ponder to the playoffs.
Fair enough.
Ran for 2,000 yards.
He did
Christian Ponder.
He did run
to the playoffs
for 2,000 yards, and I think he thought he broke the record because his lineman lifted him in the air. And oh no, no, no! You just got to 2,000, not the record. Get off the field.
I will stand firm in my belief in this situation. When you talk about tiers of quarterback, I think Patrick Mahomes is on his own tier. I think Lamar Jackson is on his own tier.
I agree.
Stop lumping him in with the Burrows, the Josh Allens, and he's
not even close.
Way better than them. He's on his own tier. It may not be the top tier, but he's on his own tier, and those guys are below him.
Facts.
And that's not even to disrespect them. That's more to big up Lamar Jackson.
Is this a universal agreement? Derrick Henry's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He solidified that.
Like I was looking at some notes that the NFL sends us. Like, he's joined, like, very rarefied air.
Yeah.
He's probably going to rush for 2,000 this year.
He's a first ballot, like, certified Hall of Famer. I don't know that I knew that.
Yeah, I felt that way about him 2 years ago, probably.
I think he arguably Hall of Fame before this year, but this year is like he's definite now.
Like what he's doing right now is kind of ridiculous.
And maybe I felt that way because I didn't really dive into the numbers. This is one of the greatest running backs we've ever seen.
The numbers are insane.
Well, I'm saying like 2 years ago, I felt he was a certified Hall of Famer. Maybe I didn't.
And he probably was. But now he's going from like, oh, Lamar, Derrick Henry, you know, 2 years ago, oh, he's top 10 in this, top 10 in that, top 10 in this, top 10 in that. Now he's in the company of like four running backs.
Mm.
It's like Derrick Henry, Emmitt Smith, Jim Brown, and then maybe like Sean Alexander, maybe Adrian Peterson. Maybe, you know, it's like Derrick Henry joins these four running backs.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry joins these three running backs. Derrick Henry is the only running back, too. That's what the whole NFL like communication sheet said yesterday. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry joins, and in every sense, it was a combination of Emmitt Smith, Jim Brown, and then it was either Adrian Peterson, Sean Alexander, a handful of other guys who have done some special things in their career.
Yeah, he's
and everyone except Sean Alexander, Adrian Peterson will be, I don't think he is yet, is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. He's one of the greatest running backs we've ever seen. He's been that way for a while, and he's playing at a super high level, an MVP level right now.
A lot of us got to take some L's and 31 teams in the NFL because I feel like we saw him kind of not do as well with a bad Tennessee Titans team. It's like, all right, well, they're going to give the ball to Derrick Henry every time, so we'll just stack the box. And we're like, all right, well, he's done, which wasn't really the case at all.
Yeah, just had to get in a great situation. He's in it now. Can I pay off my T's?
Yes, I forgot all about it, to be honest with you.
And talked about yesterday, there was a fraud alert.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fraud alert yesterday afternoon.
Better not be in the NFC North.
And let me tell you this. the alarm didn't go off. The alarm didn't go off on no fraud alert. Because the Green Bay Packers are not frauds. They're not frauds. They're just who I thought they were. They're not frauds. They're a good team. They're a good team. They're not a championship team. They're not. So I don't look at them as frauds because they're just a good team. That's all it is. If they got to go to Detroit in a second or third round, Detroit going to boat race them.
So there's only one championship team in the NFC right now, right?
Right now, yeah, you could say that. I don't feel that way about the Eagles. I think the Lions are clearly the best team.
Okay. Yeah, I think
they're clearly the best team. Lions are really, really good. And look, Jordan Love did it again. I'm be honest with you. I know we talked about this before. I mean, I turned the game off after that pick. I said it's over. It's over. They're not beating the Lions on that. That was an awful decision by Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. Awful decision. I said, 17-3 is it's over. They're not going to score enough to catch up with what Detroit was doing, especially with the weather and all this other stuff. He'll do it. I ain't going to say it because that's going to sound like hate, and I don't hate the dude, and it's not disrespect. I was going to say he'll do the Jimmy G. He'll give you one or two every game. He's way better than Jimmy G, but he will give you one or two a game. Jordan Love will. That's what happens.
I think I'm still leaning Packers-Lions NFC Championship game, but the Eagles are creeping.
Ooh. Well, the killer is, I mean, for the first time I was really starting to look at what the playoffs might look like. And because of what Detroit is doing, Packers are going to have to go three games on the road. They're going to have to go into Philly and beat Philly. That's tough. That's tough.
Might be Washington, not Philly. Might be Washington.
Might be Washington. Hell, look, going to San Francisco and win might not be easy. Might have to do that. So, like I said, the Packers are a good team. I just don't see them the same way you do, but they're a good team. But the road, because now that NFC North is pretty much done, the road is tough for them or the Vikings or somebody like that. Because now you got to play three games on the road in the playoffs. That's tough. That's tough.
We'll come back. James Hamm is going to join us. We'll shift our attention back to the Sacramento Kings. Of course, they play in South Beach tonight to take on Miami. We'll save some of these NFL stories for tomorrow.
Okay. Russell Wilson signs with the Steelers. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
I think it was with the Broncos, actually.
That was a classic.
But I want to talk about what happened in Philly. The 76ers, not the Eagles. Mm-hmm. We'll do that when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. What happened?
That was you, right?
What happened?
Talking about we like the beam in Sacramento. I was you.
Yeah.
Let him know. Come on. Yeah. Get that on socials. Let him know what time it is.
Nico. That's our boy Nico. He bowled up on us, man. Shout out Nico.
Shout out Nico.
Always such a pleasure to be around, man. Him and DJ Oasis always trying to get me to stay out. First of all, your boy was out well past his bedtime.
Was there any after show time?
Well, of course. Hey, you know Nico and y'all coming, right? Oh, y'all pulling up.
I was lit.
Come on, man. It's like 11:45 now. Like, if I pull up, I gotta ask Complex to give me the corporate car. I ain't going to be able to drive home. And, of course, Complex is like, oh, I got the car right here.
Oh, let's go, man. Come on, man.
So, Complex. No. This is what happens. They gas everybody up.
Uh-huh.
We get back to the concourse, and it's Complex and Ash are both staying out there. Mm-hmm. And Complex is like, I got to go back to the hotel and get this promo in for Jams that starts for the Anderson .Paak stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Radar goes up. Complex ain't never getting out of that hotel room. I'm out of here. There ain't no way that man at nearly midnight is going back to that room working and then stepping out.
Yeah.
No chance. I'm not built for Oasis's life. DJ Oasis is a different
Nico,
breed.
Man. Yeah, they
I ain't
moves.
Built like them.
Yeah.
And so I went home. Long drive home, but I went home. It took me damn near the same amount of time to get home as it did to get there.
That is a long drive.
It is very long. Yeah, it was. Thankfully, and thanks to my partner, it wasn't a bad drive there.
Okay.
Like, that's it was, it was, pre- it was yeah. pretty easy. It was pretty easy. The drive home was only tough because I was, you know, music can only get you so far.
Yeah. Like, you go deep into the library.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you pull up music that you shouldn't do.
It's okay, no, it pal. Definitely happened when I went to the Niners game. I ain't gonna lie. I had a good time.
My mind's telling me no. But I gotta get home and I need something to sing along to with no cars on the road.
Oh man, good times, good time. Real quick, we want to talk about what happened in Philly.
Yeah.
Just want to give a shout out to all the collegiate basketball players. College basketball started today, men's and women's. Juju was doing her thing earlier on. They got a really good game tonight between Gonzaga and Baylor. I'll be tapping into that. But college basketball is back. They should have done the 24 hours of college hoops. I missed that.
I don't know why they don't do that anymore.
I don't know either. Somebody needs to answer the question. Maybe your compadres, your cohorts at ESPN can answer why they don't do that anymore.
Mine?
Well, that's it.
Those are your peers.
That was one of the greatest things in sports, but now they're just rolling out on a regular day. Come on now. Yeah. I need 3 a.m. basketball. Stop playing with me.
Yeah, I actually believe you when you say that.
It's a basketball game against McNeese State. Why wouldn't they play at 6 a.m.? Go ahead.
Poor kids in McNeese State. Yeah, we got a game at 3 a.m. Kenny Caraway wants to watch, so
yes.
Get out there.
Absolutely. I think Hawaii would always be the one between 1 and 3 a.m. And I think it was, what's that, like 10 o'clock out there? 10 o'clock start? 10 p.m.
Yeah,
start?
Yeah, man.
It's just different now. All that tradition and all that stuff with college sports is gone now, I think.
Shame. The thing comes out tomorrow. The first college football playoff thing comes out tomorrow.
Does it? Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. We're in November.
Yeah.
BYU getting a first round bye. I'm BYU sick.
Cooking. Oh, boy.
I'm sick.
Oh, but you see who might be crashing the party? Come on. They had a great day on that bye week. Colorado had a great day with Iowa State losing. And who was the other team that lost? Some other team that needed to lose lost. So, yeah. Don't let Coach Prime get in that college football playoff.
Hey, Colorado making a run in the college football playoff would be perfect for ratings.
Oh, that's
ratings.
The hate watching.
Yeah, they need that.
I think Colorado's at a point where people hate them more than they like them now. Last year, everyone loved them, and now it's like, all right.
Well, they're at the point of like peak polarization, where it's hate or love,
right?
But no in between,
one way or the other.
No in between.
Yeah,
it's hate or love.
And they could finish 4-0. They could finish 4-0.
I can't believe people are against this.
We'll find out tomorrow. Find out tomorrow.
I don't think they'll be in the playoffs. I think their road to get in is they got to win the Big 12. I don't think they'll get an at-large bid. If they were smart, they'd put them in as an at-large bid. But I don't think they'll get there. Because they'll probably – if they don't win the Big 12, that means they probably got 3 losses. So I don't think you can get in with 3 losses.
Players getting million-dollar deals. We got playoffs. College football's fixed. Wait, we fixed it.
NCAA 25 came back.
Yeah, we did
it's
it.
It's all good.
So a story came out of Philadelphia over the weekend about Joel Embiid getting into what appears to be a physical confrontation with a reporter. Mm-hmm. The reporter, I believe his name was Marcus Hayes.
Yeah.
He wrote a column about 2 weeks ago where he brought up Joel's son and his brother who passed away. Mm-hmm. And Joel had once said his son has provided like a different level of motivation and meaning. His son is named after his brother who had passed away. And he tied all of that into Joel not playing yet this year. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty tough look by any standards.
Yeah.
Like it's, you can read it immediately. And if you wanted to, you could understand what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And even if you did understand what he was doing, you could look at it like there was no reason to do that.
Mm-hmm. It was
It was disrespectful, I feel like.
Do you? I got it here if you guys want to.
Go ahead.
Joel Embiid consistently points to the birth of his son, Arthur, as the major inflection point in his basketball career. He often says that he wants to be great, to leave a legacy for the boy named after his little brother who tragically died in an automobile accident when Embiid was in his first year as a 76er. Well, in order to be great at your job, you first have to show up to work. Embiid has been great at just the opposite. Now in his 11th season, he consistently has been in poor condition. This poor conditioning apparently seems to have delayed his debut this season. Embiid won't play in Wednesday's opener or the next two games.
Okay. Mm. So the column was at first revised and then taken down. And Joe, I guess, brought the column up. Maybe it was last week, early last week. Mm-hmm. And, of course, had the confrontation with the reporter over the weekend where accounts say he shoved Marcus. Our guy, Keith Pompey, he said he punched him. Mm-hmm. And I think that tweet was deleted.
Yeah.
It was in reply to someone who said, because I think he wrote that, he's like, this is a really tough look for Philadelphia, and he laid out a couple of things. And then, I think he said Joel assaulting a reporter. Mm-hmm. And then someone replied to him like, I'm guessing you're putting a little too much sauce on this. Mm-hmm. And Keith replied, he punched him. That tweet was deleted. And Keith then tweeted as like a regular tweet, not a reply, that Joel shoved in quotation marks, shoved the reporter. Mm. So Keith either saw something that he interpreted a certain way, or he's not buying the explanation that he got from someone there. Well, because Keith is there, like he's a part of this. So I'm not really clear what happened right there with Keith and exactly what happened with Marcus and Joel.
Or there's a possibility that Keith maybe, I don't know, maybe looking out for Joel a little bit. Like, by deleting the punched thing, it's like, all right, I don't want that out there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with what you guys saying happened. Quote, unquote, shoved him. All right. Because I'm not going to leave that out there because I don't know what that might do for Embiid, suspension, why all this other stuff. It might be saying something like, that's not my place to say exactly what happened. I'm going to let those guys deal with it.
There's a, we talk about this with fans, and I think the same is true for media. I think some fans and some media believe there's this like invisible wall between them. We saw it with, Jason Kelce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fans believe there is this invisible wall between them and an athlete just because they have their smartphone out. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Jason just took the phone and threw it and didn't physically harm that human being shows an incredible amount of restraint based on what that man was saying to him. Mm-hmm. Man to man, you're not talking to me like that.
Right.
However, only one of those individuals has something to lose. And a judge, my feeling has always been the same. I'm not advocating for physical violence. But if you're inciting me or attempting to with the smartphone out, then I think you should get your ass kicked. Because you're filming me for something. And if you're saying the things that individual was saying to Jason, yeah, that's pretty inflammatory. Mm-hmm. But that's not the way the system works. And so in the locker room, there is this barrier between media and athletes. And we saw it in Sacramento with DeMarcus and that gentleman's name who I always freaking forget.
I can't remember.
God bless him at the Sacramento Bee, the older gentleman. He wrote something about DeMarcus's brother in regards, like it had something to do, I think, around the time of DeMarcus and the Matt Barnes and the New York thing. He wrote something about DeMarcus's brother. DeMarcus took exception to it. He did not touch him, but, you know, a 6 foot, 10, 7 foot, whatever DeMarcus is, standing over this older gentleman, the optics are terrible. But it's this license, and I would have loved to hear what Mike just said, because Mike, well, I'm looking up at PTI Wilbon, is an old school journalist. He did that stuff for years. He's been in locker room for years. There are only a handful of people who I'd be genuinely curious what they thought about this. Mike and Tony are one of them, two of them. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the answer to this type of stuff is. Joel's probably facing a suspension.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to Marcus Hayes, the columnist, but again, it's one of those things like we were talking about with Jason. Probably only one guy is going to get punished for this. Mm-hmm. And in the locker room situation, it's going to be Joe.
And one of the things that I think about in those type of situations is, I forgot exactly how the wording went, but I remember Charlamagne said one time, you can't tell somebody how to react to something like that. If you write something like that, then you got to be prepared for anything that may come for that. Not saying Joel shouldn't be suspended or nothing like that. But if the guy wants to fight you, yeah, be ready for that. Like, you're a smart guy. You know what you're doing. You know what kind of buttons you're pushing or how disrespectful you're being. You have to wear that. And when you step into that locker room, if he approaches you, if he wants to get physical, none of that would have happened if you wouldn't have been disrespectful. So I'm not saying that's how he should handle it. I'm talking about Joel Embiid, I'm saying you can't be just caught off guard or surprised or anything. I heard he had apologized and all that. Once again, sometimes that's not enough. That's at least that's the way I approach it. If I was him, I wrote something like that, yeah, we might get physical.
I feel like that's the ultimate form of disrespect, to be honest. You can't invoke my dead relative and bring up my kid and how, like, I want to influence him and this and that. You can't do that at all. Like, Joel might have not been in the right, but I don't think he did anything wrong either, to be honest.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.